The Ukraine was a hotbed of anti-Semitism, particularly the western part of the Ukraine, particularly the city that in Ukrainian is called Lviv. That area, that's the eastern part of Galicia, it used to be part of Poland before the Second World War. That historically has been a hotbed of anti-Semitism and of Ukrainian nationalism. There was a lot of cooperation there by Ukrainians with the Nazis and dealing with murdering the Jews. Of that, there is no doubt. No one would argue against that. The question is, does it exist at the present time? There is anti-Semitism there. There is an extremist form of nationalism there. It has not been a major problem for the small numbers of Jews that live there. And President Putin's remark that we're taking the Crimea, that we are concerned about what happens in the Ukraine because of the great deal of anti-Semitism, that's it. That doesn't cut the mustard. It really is. It really isn't there. I mean, again, there have been some anti-Semitic incidents in the Ukraine, but there have been anti-Semitic incidents in Russia as well. What happened in the past, that's a terrible chapter in Ukrainian history. There is no evidence that anti-Semitism plays a major role in contemporary Ukrainian politics. There is an organization known as the Right Sector, some of it, and there are organizations even to the right of that, that on occasion have expressed anti-Semitism. But you should not use, he's wrong, but it's a common political ploy here, to use anti-Semitism as a pretext for certain actions, that is in the Ukraine and so on. This is a land grab. That is what he did in the Crimea.